Kurdish Digiterror, or counter-terrorism forces, are some of the best trained and equipped in the fight against the Islamic State. They were set up by the U.S. military in 2002 to battle extremists in the mountains of Iraqi Kurdistan. Today, they battle IS, or ISIL as it is also known, both in broad daylight and in daring nighttime raids. Lahore Talabani, who leads this force, believes in the importance of knowing your enemy well.
There's a difference between the locals and the foreign fighters. Some of the locals actually picked up weapons and joined ISIL because they had no choice. You know, the territory was taken over by ISIL, and by force some of them end up joining ISIL. The locals are not willing to die. They are in the ranks of ISIL and they give up easily. And we have a lot of detainees who are locals. When they know that this is the end, they give up and they don't go all the way.
Understanding the needs and psychology of the local population is one of Talabani's strategies. Although he's a Kurd, he understands the importance of working with Iraq's Sunni population.
Side by side of the military actions that we are taking, there needs to be some sort of political process, and there needs to be some sort of reassurance for the Sunnis also that they will be involved in the future of Iraq, and they will be involved and they should be engaged in the political process.
When the Iraqi military launched Operation Conquest to retake Mosul, many, including Talabani, said they doubted the army's readiness to retake the city. It's not just about military capacity, he warns, it's also about sectarianism.
Whatever force is going to take Mosul should be a Sunni-blessed force, because don't forget, defeating ISIL cannot only be done by pushing in this front in Mosul. We need to take away the grassroots support that's already there in Mosul, from the tribal leaders to ISIL.
Elite forces like Digiterror, backed by coalition airstrikes, have made significant headway against the militants. But Iraqis themselves know that it will take more than military might to defeat the Islamic State. Sebastian Meyer for VOA News in Iraqi Kurdistan.